Hey, this is Jeff Young, the Catholic Foodie at CatholicFoodie.com, and I am in the kitchen, believe it or not. I wanted to share with you what I'm cooking tonight. This is the first time, this is the first time that I'm preparing this particular dish. I have done something similar in the past. I have made a chicken parmesan in the past, but not with chicken, rather with round steak. So I've made a round steak parmesan, which is really good. And tonight I'm trying something different. This is round steak, a whole round steak, probably about 2 pounds worth of round steak. And what I have done is I have tenderized it. I've beaten it. Silly. I've also got my marinara, my red sauce over here simmering. I made that. By the way that I typically make that is I use cento Italian-style peeled tomatoes. I use about 4 cans of that. I crush the tomatoes by hand. I think that it's better than buying crushed tomatoes in the can at the store. There's a different flavor, and there's a different texture to the sauce if you crush them by hand yourself. So that's what I do. I add in there this famous Greek seasoning I talk about on the show quite a bit, which has got, goodness gracious, I don't know if I remember everything, oregano and rosemary and red pepper flakes and pepper, whole peppercorns, and I don't know what else in there. We get it at the Greek Fest every year in New Orleans. So I add that to it. How much? As much as I want. I just start putting it in and stirring and seeing what I think would look good, and that's when I stop, you know, when I think it looks okay. I add some salt. How much, I don't know. I just pinch and start throwing it in until, once again, I think that it's enough. And I can't help it. I'm sorry, folks. That's how I cook. That is simply how I cook. Same thing with black pepper, crushed black pepper. I use a grinder, a pepper mill. And it's coarse ground black pepper that goes in there. And that's basically the sauce. I forgot one of the most important things, garlic. Tonight I did probably 8 or 9 cloves of garlic, believe it or not. I mince those and throw it in. And that's pretty much my marinara. That's really it. Okay, so back to the round steak. What I'm doing here is I bought in the grocery store. They have we have a great grocery store, by the way, really close, and they get this. It's locally made. They get this sausage, and the sausage is, it doesn't have any of the extra stuff in it. You know, the preservatives and all the garbage that typically companies put in their food to preserve it. This is clean. It is just pork and the spices, and that's it. So I picked up some hot or spicy Italian sausage, and brought that home. And what I did is I cut, let's see, there's probably 5-6 links, I think, in that pack, and I cut 4 of them out, took the sausage out of the casing, and I made like a mix with grated Parmesan cheese, which I grated myself, red pepper, red bell pepper, which I diced. Let's see, what else is in there? I put some garlic powder, by the way. I put garlic powder because there's so much garlic in the sauce. I didn't want to put whole garlic here in the mix, but actually it's not really garlic powder. It's granulated garlic. Huge difference between powdered garlic and granulated garlic, so I put that in there. Also, I clipped some fresh basil from the garden and chopped that up and put it in. And also some parsley, which I had to buy at the store. But put that in there too. A little salt, a little pepper. No, I didn't put any salt and pepper because the sausage already had it in there. Extra Parmesan cheese, by the way. Anyway, so I took all that, mixed it up, and 1 egg. Mixed all that up really well. And I made this mix, and what I did after I beat out the round steak, I put it in its whole round steak, okay? So what I did is I laid it out flat, and then I took the mix, and I just layered it on top of the round steak. Now, I've got some mix left over because you don't want to over